The readings of Good Friday of the Holy Pascha week, may its blessings be with us all. Amen. The readings of the first hour. From the book of Deuteronomy. Then Moses said to the children of Israel, I testify against you today before heaven and earth, you shall surely perish. As the remaining nations the Lord destroys before your face, so you shall perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. Hear, O Israel, you are to cross over the Jordan today and go in to inherit nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fortified up to heaven, a people great and large and tall, the sons of Anak, whom you know and of whom you heard it said, who can stand against the face of the sons of Anak? Therefore understand today, the Lord your God is he who goes over before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them and turn them from your face, and you will destroy them as the Lord said to you. Do not say in your heart after the Lord your God consumes these nations before you, saying, because of my righteousness the Lord brought me in to inherit this good land. But because of the ungodliness of these nations the Lord will destroy them before your face. It is not because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart that you are going in to inherit their land. But because of the ungodliness of these nations the Lord will destroy them before your face, that he may establish his covenant he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thus you will know today the Lord your God is not giving you this good land to inherit because of your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember, do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the desert. From the day you came out of Egypt until you came into this land, you continued being disobedient to the Lord. Also in Horeb you provoked the Lord, and the Lord was angry enough with you to destroy you when I went up into the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant the Lord established with you. And I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water. Then the Lord delivered 2 tablets of stone to me, written with the finger of God, and on them were all the words the Lord spoke to you on the mountain in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights, the Lord gave me the 2 tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant. Then the Lord said to me, arise, go down quickly from here, for your people you brought out of Egypt have acted lawlessly. They turned aside quickly from the way I commanded them. They made themselves a molten image. Furthermore, the Lord spoke to me, saying, I told you once and twice I see this people, and indeed they are a stiff-necked people. Let me destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of you a nation greater and stronger and larger than they. I turned and came down from the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire, and the 2 tablets were in my 2 hands. Then I looked, and you had sinned against the Lord your God, and made for yourselves a molten image. You turned aside quickly from the way the Lord commanded you. Then I took the 2 tablets and threw them down with my 2 hands and broke them before you. And I prayed before the Lord a second time as at the first. 40 days and 40 nights I neither ate bread nor drank water, because of all your sins you committed in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord your God to provoke him. For I was afraid because of the anger and the wrath, for the Lord was provoked by you to destroy you. But the Lord listened to me at this time also. The Lord was also very angry with Aaron and would have destroyed him, so I also prayed for Aaron at that time. Then I took the sin you committed, the calf you made, and burned it with fire and crushed it, and ground it very small until it was as fine as dust, and I threw its dust into the brook that descended from the mountain. Also at the burning and the temptation and the graves of lust, you provoked the Lord your God to wrath. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and inherit the land I give to you, then you disobeyed the word of the Lord your God, and you did not believe him nor listen to his voice. You were disobedient to the Lord from the day he became known to you. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Isaiah. Hear, O heavens, and listen, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have begotten and brought up sons, but they rejected me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know me, and the people do not understand me. Alas, sinful nation, a people full of sins, an evil seed, lawless children. They forsook the Lord, they provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. Why should you still be struck as you continue in lawlessness? The whole head is in pain, and the whole earth in sadness. From the feet all the way to the head there is no soundness in them, only wounds and bruises and festering sores. They have not been closed or bandaged or soothed with ointment. Your land is desolate, Your cities are burned with fire. Strangers take over your land in your presence, and it is made desolate, overthrown by foreign people. So the daughter of Zion is forsaken, like a tent in a vineyard, like a hut in a garden of cucumbers, like a besieged city. Unless the Lord of hosts had left us a seed, we would have become like Sodom and been made like Gomorrah. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
And also from the book of Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, Now therefore enter into the rocks, and hide yourselves in the earth. For fear of the Lord, and by reason of the glory of his might, when he shall arise to strike terribly the earth, for the eyes of the Lord are high, but man is low. And the haughtiness of men shall be brought low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and haughty, and upon everyone that is high and towering, and they shall be brought down, and upon every cedar of Lebanon, of them that are high and towering, and upon every oak of Bashan, and upon every high mountain, and upon every high hill, and upon every high tower, and upon every high wall, and upon every ship of the sea, and upon every display of fine ships, and every man shall be brought low, and the pride of men shall fall, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and they shall hide all idols made with hands, having carried them into the caves, and into the clefts of the rocks, and into the caverns of the earth, for fear of the Lord, and by reason of the glory of his might, when he shall arise to strike terribly the earth. For in that day a man shall cast forth his silver and gold abominations, which they made in order to worship vanities and bats, to enter into the caverns of the solid rock, and into the clefts of the rocks, for fear of the Lord, and by reason of the glory of his might, when he shall arise to strike terribly the earth. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Jeremiah. O land, land, hear the word of the Lord. Write this man as a banished man, for none at all from his seed shall be raised to sit on the throne of David, or still as a ruler in Judah. Woe to the shepherds who scatter and destroy the sheep of my pasture. Therefore, thus says the Lord against those who tend my people. You have scattered my sheep and driven them out. You did not care for them. Behold, I shall punish you according to your evil practices. I will receive the remnant of my people from every land where I have driven them. I will establish them in their pasture, and they shall increase and be multiplied. I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them. They shall fear no more, nor be terrified, says the Lord. Behold, days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David the righteous Orient, and a king shall reign. He will understand and bring about judgment and righteousness on the earth. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel shall dwell in confidence. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
And also from the book of Jeremiah. And Jeremiah said to Pashur, You were resisting the truth for some time with your father and your children, who did sin worse than you. For they set a price to him who has no price, and grieved him who heals sickness and forgives sins. They took the price upon which the sons of Israel agreed, 30 pieces of silver, and gave it to the potter's house, as the Lord commanded me, so I say. The judgment of perdition will be upon them and their children forever, for they judged innocent blood. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Isaiah. Behold, the Lord is about to lay waste the world, and will make it desolate, and will lay bare the surface of it, and scatter them that dwell therein. And the people shall be as the priest, and the servant as the Lord, and the maid as the mistress. The buyer shall be as the seller, the lender as the borrower, and the debtor as his creditor. The earth shall be completely laid waste, and the earth shall be utterly spoiled, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken these things. The earth mourns, and the world is ruined. The lofty ones of the earth are mourning, and she has sinned by reason of her inhabitants, because they have transgressed the law and changed the ordinances, even the everlasting covenant. Therefore a curse shall consume the earth, because its inhabitants have sinned. Therefore the dwellers in the earth shall be poor, and few men shall be left. The wine shall mourn, the vine shall mourn, all the merry-hearted shall sigh. The mirth of timbrels has ceased, the sound of the harp has ceased. They are ashamed, they have not drunk wine, strong drink has become bitter to them that drink it. All the city has become desolate, one shall shut his house so that none shall enter. There is a howling for the wine everywhere, all the mirth of the land has ceased, all the mirth of the land has departed. And cities shall be left desolate, and houses being left shall fall to ruin, and this shall be in the land in the midst of the nations, as if one should strip an olive tree, so shall they strip them, as the mouth of the Lord says that. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the Wisdom of Solomon. Let us lie in ambush for the righteous man, because he is useless to us and oppresses our deeds. He denounces us for our sins against the law, and accuses us of sins against our upbringing. He claims to have knowledge of God, and he calls himself a child of the Lord. He has become for us as a refutation of our purposes. Even seeing him is a burden to us, because his life is unlike that of others, for his paths go in a different direction. We are considered by him as a hybrid, and he avoids our ways as something immoral. He considers the last things of the righteous as blessed and pretends that God is his father. Let us see if his words are true, and let us put these last things to the test at the end of his life. For if the righteous man is a son of God, he will help him and deliver him from the hand of those who oppress him. Let us test him with insult and torture, that we may know his gentleness and test his patient endurance. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for there shall be a visitation because of his words. So they reasoned these things and were led astray, for their malice blinded them. But they did not know the mysteries of God, nor hope for the wages of holiness, nor judge the reward of blameless souls. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the Book of Job. He leads counselors away captive and maddens the judges of the earth. He seats kings upon thrones and binds their waist with a belt. He sends away priests into captivity and overthrows the mighty ones of the earth. He changes the lips of the trusty, and he knows the understanding of the elders. He pours dishonor upon princes and heals the lowly, revealing deep things out of darkness, and he has brought into light the shadow of death, causing the nations to wander and destroying them, overthrowing the nations and leading them away, perplexing the mind of the princes of the earth, and he causes them to wander in a way they have not known, saying, "Let them grope in darkness, and let there be no light, and let them wander as a drunken man. Behold, my eye has seen these things, and my ear has heard them." Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the Book of Zechariah. And in that day they will be scattered about, and the Canaanites shall know the flock is kept safe, for this is the word of the Lord. And I shall say to them, "If it is fitting in your judgment, give me my payment, or refuse it." And they established my wage at 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, "Drop them into the smelting furnace and see if it is proven, as in the same manner I was proven for their sake." And I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them into the smelting furnace in the house of the Lord. And I threw aside the second staff, the line, to disband the possessions between Judah and Israel. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the Book of Micah. Shave your hair and make yourself bald for your delicate children. Increase your widowhood as an eagle, for your people have gone into captivity from you. They meditated troubles and wrought wickedness on their beds, and they put it in execution with the daylight. For they have not lifted up their hands to God, and they desired fields, and plundered orphans, and oppressed families, and spoiled a man and his house, even a man and his inheritance. Therefore, thus says the Lord, "Behold, I devise evils against this family, out of which you shall not lift up your necks, neither shall you walk upright speedily, for the time is evil." Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the Book of Micah. Woe is me, O my soul, for the God-fearing man has perished from the earth, and there is no one upright among the men. They all lie in wait, even unto blood, and each one grievously oppresses his neighbor. They prepare their hands for evil. The prince demands a gift, and the judge speaks flattering words. It is the desire of their soul. Thus I shall take away their good things as the moth who eats away, and as one proceeding by the rule in the day of the watch. Alas, alas, the time of your vengeance is come. Now shall be their lamentation. Do not trust in friends, nor put your hope in those who govern. Beware of your wife, and do not tell her anything. For a son dishonors his father. A daughter will rise up against her mother. A daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are all the people of his own house. But I will look to the Lord. I will wait for God my Savior, for my God will hear me. Do not rejoice over me, O my enemy, for though I have fallen, yet will I arise. Because even if I should sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A homily of our Holy Father, Abba John Chrysostom. Beloved brethren, what can we say about the transgression of Judas, who has delivered his master? It was said that one of the 12, who is Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said to them, "How much do you want to pay, and I will deliver him to you?" They bargained to pay him 30 pieces of silver. What great foolishness! Rather, what a great infatuation with silver, which is the source of all evil. For when he coveted it, he sold his righteous teacher and Lord, and landed himself in the depths of death. How awful is the love of money! It invited every evil and is worse than Satan's manipulation. If the love of money possesses someone, it renders him captivated by it. They can no longer fathom themselves and ignore others. They will reject nature's laws and become anxious at heart. See how many blessings the love of silver took away from Judas. Because Christ was talking to them openly about the comforts of the kingdom of heaven and the horrors of hell. Every one of them knew how terrible it would be, the sufferings of sinners. Christ also honored all those who strived for their soul's salvation. We conclude the homily of our Holy Father, Abba John Chrysostom.
The Pauline Epistle from the First Epistle to the Corinthians. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, has God chosen, yes, and things which are not, to bring to nothing things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. And of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. That according as it is written, "He that glories, let him glory in the Lord." And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
A Psalm of David. For unjust witnesses rise up against me, and injustice lies to itself. Unjust witnesses rose up against me, asking me things I knew nothing about. They repaid me evil for good, and bereavement for my soul. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. When morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people plotted against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful, and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. And they said, "What is that to us? You see to it." Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. But the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, because they are the price of blood." And they consulted together and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the value of him who was priced, whom they of the children of Israel priced, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me." Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said to him, "It is as you say." And while he was being accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he answered him not one word, so that the governor marveled greatly. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
From the Gospel according to St. Mark. Immediately in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and they bound Jesus, led him away, and delivered him to Pilate. Then Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered and said to him, "It is as you say." And the chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. Then Pilate asked him again, saying, "Do you answer nothing? See how many things they testify against you." But Jesus still answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
From the Gospel according to St. Luke. As soon as it was day, the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, came together and led him into their council, saying, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you will by no means believe. And if I also ask you, you will by no means answer me or let me go. Hereafter the Son of Man will sit on the right hand of the power of God." Then they all said, "Are you then the Son of God?" So he said to them, "You rightly say that I am." And they said, "What further testimony do we need? For we have heard it ourselves from his own mouth." Then the whole multitude of them arose and led him to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to pay taxes to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king." Then Pilate asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him and said, "It is as you say." So Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowd, "I find no fault in this man." But they were the more fierce, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee to this place." When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked if the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. Now when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he had desired for a long time to see him, because he had heard many things about him, and he hoped to see some miracle done by him. Then he questioned him with many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. Then Herod, with his men of war, treated him with contempt and mocked him, arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, and sent him back to Pilate. That very day, Pilate and Herod became friends with each other, for previously they had been at enmity with each other. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
From the Gospel according to St. John. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the Praetorium, and it was early morning. But they themselves did not go into the Praetorium, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up to you." Then Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." Therefore the Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." That the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled which he spoke, signifying by what death he would die. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in him at all, but you have a custom that I should release someone to you at the Passover. Do you therefore want me to release to you the King of the Jews?" Then they all cried out again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the third hour. From the book of Genesis. Now it came to pass after these things that Joseph was told, "Indeed, your father is sick." And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, and went to Jacob. Thus Jacob was told, "Look, your son Joseph is coming to you." And Israel strengthened himself and sat up on the bed. Then Jacob said to Joseph, "My God appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me, and said to me, 'Behold, I will increase and multiply you, and I will make of you a gathering of nations, and give this land to your seed after you as an everlasting possession.' Now therefore your two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were born to you in the land of Egypt, before I came to you in Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. Your offspring whom you beget after them shall take possession of their inheritances within the tribes of their brothers. But as for me, when I came from Mesopotamia of Syria, Rachel died beside me in the land of Canaan on the way, when there was but a little distance to go to Ephrath, and I buried her there on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem." Then Israel saw Joseph's sons and said, "Who are these with you?" So Joseph said to his father, "They are my sons God gave me here." Jacob then said, "Bring them to me, that I may bless them." Now the eyes of Israel were dim by reason of old age, and he could not see. Then Joseph brought them near him, and he kissed and embraced them. Then Israel said to Joseph, "I had not thought to see your face, but in fact God has also shown me your seed." So Joseph brought them from beside his knees, and they bowed down with their face to the ground. Then Joseph took them both, Ephraim with his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh with his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near him. Thus Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, guiding his hands knowingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. Then he blessed them and said, "God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac were well pleasing, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day, the angel who redeemed me from all evil, bless these lads. Let my name be named upon them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a great multitude in the midst of the earth." Now when Joseph saw his father put his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. So he took hold of his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. So Joseph said to his father, "Not so, my father, for this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head." But his father refused and said, "I know, my son, I know." Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Isaiah. The Lord gives me the tongue of the learned, so as to know when to speak a word at a fitting time, and he causes my ear to listen each morning. The Lord's instruction opens my ears, and I am not disobedient, nor do I contradict him. I gave my back to whips, and my cheeks to blows, and I turned not away my face from the shame of spitting. The Lord became my helper. Therefore I was not disgraced, but I made my face like a solid rock, and knew I would not be ashamed. For he who pronounces me righteous draws near. Who is he who judges me? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord will help me. Who will harm me? Behold, all of you will grow old like a garment, and old age will devour you as a moth does a garment. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
Also from the book of Isaiah. Woe to their soul, for they planned evil upon themselves, saying, Let us hand over the righteous man, for he is burdensome to us. They shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe to the wicked! It shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. O my people, your punishers gather you, and those who make demands of you rule over you. O my people, those who bless you lead you astray and trouble the path of your feet. The Lord stands up to plead and stands to judge his people. The Lord will enter into judgment with the elders of his people and his princes. For you set fire to my vineyard, and the plunder of the poor is in your houses. What do you mean by crushing my people and grinding the faces of the poor? Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
And also from the book of Isaiah. Who is he who comes from Edom with red garments from Bozrah, so beautiful in his apparel, with force of strength? I speak of righteousness and saving judgment. Why are your garments red and your apparel as one who treads in a winepress? I am full of the treading of grapes, and there is no man with me among the nations. I trampled them in my anger and crushed them like earth, and brought down their blood to the ground. For the day of recompense has come upon them, and the year of redemption has arrived. I looked, but there was no helper, and I observed, but there was no one to help. Therefore my arm delivered them, and my anger was suddenly present. So I trampled them in my wrath and brought their blood down to the ground. I remembered the Lord's mercy, the praises of the Lord in all things in which the Lord recompenses us. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Amos. And the Lord God Almighty, is he that takes hold of the land and causes it to shake, and all that inhabit it shall mourn. And its destruction shall go up as a river and shall descend as the river of Egypt. It is he that builds his ascent up to the sky, and establishes his promise on the earth, who calls the water of the sea and pours it out on the face of the earth. The Lord Almighty is his name. Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the kingdom of sinners, and I will cut it off from the face of the earth. Only I will not utterly cut off the house of Jacob, says the Lord, for I will give commandment and sift the house of Israel among all the Gentiles. As grain is sifted in a sieve, and yet a fragment shall by no means fall upon the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, who say, calamities shall certainly not draw near, nor come upon us. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Job. Men heard and listened to me and kept silence for my counsel. At my word they did not speak again, and they were very glad when I spoke to them. They waited for my speech as the thirsty earth for the rain. If I laughed at them, they did not believe it, and the light of my countenance did not fail. I chose the way for them and sat as a ruler, and I dwelt as a king in the army, as one who comforts mourners. But now they laugh me to scorn, men younger than I, whose fathers I disdained, whom I did not deem worthy to be put with the dogs of my pastures. Indeed, what profit is the strength of their hands to me? For them the full term of life was lost. In want and famine they are childless. Yesterday they fled to a waterless desert in anguish and misery. They are those who surround noisy salt places, who have salty herbs for their food, and who are also considered worthless and deficient of every good thing, and chew on the roots of trees because of their great hunger. Thieves have risen up against me, whose houses were holes in the rocks, who cry out among the rustling bushes and live under the wild shrubs. They are the sons of fools and dishonored men, whose name and fame were extinguished from the earth. But now I am their liar, and they have me as their byword. They detest me and keep their distance. They do not hesitate to spit in my face. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A homily of our Father Abba Athanasius the Apostolic. For Christ himself came and died for us because of his love. For he did not only create us, who are sinners like Adam, but when we destroyed ourselves with sin, he came and suffered for us, and revived us through his love. He came to us as a physician, manifesting himself to us. He did not come to us who are sick, but who are dead. Therefore, he did not heal us who are sick, but raised us from death that swallowed us. He freed us from its bonds. Christ the Lord died for us so that we may have life with him forever. If the Lord did not share with the human being in its suffering, how would he save man? Death had fallen underneath the feet of Christ and was defeated and captured confusingly. Hades, in its power, was overcome when it heard the voice of the Lord calling the soul, saying, "Come out of your bonds, you who sit in darkness and in the shadows of death. Come out of your bonds. I give you life, for I am the Christ, the Son of the eternal God." We conclude the homily of our Father, Abba Athanasius the Apostolic.
The Pauline Epistle to the Colossians. "And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen."
A Psalm of David. "For I am ready for wounds, and my pain is continually with me. For many dogs surrounded me, an assembly of evildoers enclosed me. Alleluia." The Gospel according to St. Matthew. "Now at the feast the governor was accustomed to releasing to the multitude one prisoner whom they wished, and at that time they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, 'Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?' For he knew that they had handed him over because of envy. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, 'Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him.' But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, 'Which of the two do you want me to release to you?' They said, 'Barabbas.' Pilate said to them, 'What then shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ?' They all said to him, 'Let him be crucified.' Then the governor said, 'Why? What evil has he done?' But they cried out all the more, saying, 'Let him be crucified.' When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, 'I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it.' And all the people answered and said, 'His blood be on us and on our children.' Then he released Barabbas to them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Glory be to God forever. Amen."
Now at the feast he was accustomed to releasing one prisoner to them, whomever they requested. And there was one named Barabbas, who was chained with his fellow rebels. They had committed murder in the rebellion. Then the multitude, crying aloud, began to ask him to do just as he had always done for them. But Pilate answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" For he knew that the chief priests had handed him over because of envy. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd, so that he should rather release Barabbas to them. Pilate answered and said to them again, "What then do you want me to do with him whom you call the king of the Jews?" So they cried out again, "Crucify him." Then Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they cried out all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wanting to gratify the crowd, released Barabbas to them, and he delivered Jesus after he had scourged him to be crucified. Then the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole garrison. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews." Then they struck him on the head with a reed and spat on him, and bowing the knee they worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took the purple off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. Then they compelled a certain man, Simon a Cyrenian, the father of Alexander and Rufus, as he was coming out of the country and passing by, to bear his cross. And they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is translated place of a skull. Then they gave him wine mingled with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. And when they crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots for them to determine what every man should take. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him, Glory be to God forever. Amen.
From the Gospel according to St. Luke. Then Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, said to them, "You have brought this man to me as one who misleads the people. And indeed, having examined him in your presence, I have found no fault in this man concerning those things of which you accuse him. No, neither did Herod, for I sent you back to him. And indeed, nothing deserving of death has been done by him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. For it was necessary for him to release one to them at the feast." And they all cried out at once, saying, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas," who had been thrown into prison for a certain rebellion made in the city, and for murder. Pilate therefore, wishing to release Jesus, again called out to them. But they shouted, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Then he said to them the third time, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found no reason for death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go." But they were insistent, demanding with loud voices that he be crucified. And the voices of these men and of the chief priests prevailed. So Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they requested. And he released to them the one they requested, who for rebellion and murder had been thrown into prison. But he delivered Jesus to their will. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The Gospel according to St. John. So then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. Then they said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him with their hands. Pilate then went out again and said to them, "Behold, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him." Then Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." Therefore, when the chief priests and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "You take him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and according to our law, he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." Therefore, when Pilate heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again to the praetorium, and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Are you not speaking to me? Do you not know that I have power to crucify you and power to release you?" Jesus answered, "You could have no power at all against me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin." From then on, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, "If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." And glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the sixth hour from the book of Numbers. Now the Canaanite king of Arad, who was dwelling in the desert, heard the news, for Israel came by way of Atharim. Therefore he made war against Israel, and they carried off captives from them as booty. Then Israel made a vow to the Lord and said, "If you will indeed deliver this people into my hand, I will anathematize him and his cities." So the Lord listened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they anathematized him and his cities. Therefore they called the name of that place Anathema. Then they departed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea, and they went around the land of Edom, and the people became discouraged on the way. So the people spoke against God and against Moses, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us in the desert? For there is no bread nor water, and our soul is weary of this worthless bread." So the Lord sent venomous serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the children of Israel died. Then the people came to Moses and were saying, "We sinned, for we spoke against the Lord and against you. Therefore pray to the Lord and let him take away the serpent from us." So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a serpent for yourself and put it on a signal pole. And it shall be, if a serpent should bite someone, when the one bitten looks at it, he shall live." So Moses made a copper serpent and put it on a signal pole. And it happened when a serpent bit anyone, and he looked at the copper serpent, he lived. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Isaiah. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before his shearers, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth, and because of the lawlessness of my people he was led to death. I will appoint evil men for his burial and rich men for his death, because he committed no lawlessness, nor was deceit found in his mouth. The Lord wishes to cleanse him of his wound, and if you give an offering for sin, your soul shall see a long-lived seed. The Lord wishes to take away the pain of his soul, to show him light, to form him with understanding, and to pronounce righteous the righteous one who serves many well, and he shall bear their sins. Therefore he shall inherit many, and will divide the spoil with the strong, because his soul was delivered over to death. He was considered among the lawless, and he bore the sins of many, and he was delivered over because of their sins. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
And also from the book of Isaiah. Behold, God is my Savior and Lord. I will trust in him and be saved by him. I will not be afraid, for the Lord is my glory and my praise. He has become my salvation. You will draw water with gladness from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his glorious things among the Gentiles, and make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the name of the Lord, for he has done great things. Exult and be glad, O inhabitants of Zion, for the Holy One of Israel is exalted in her midst. Lift up a sign on the mountain of the plain, and raise your voice to them. Do not fear. Comfort with your hand. Open the gates, O you rulers. I command and I lead them. My mighty ones come to fulfill my anger, rejoicing and insulting at the same time. The sound of many nations upon the mountains, like that of many nations, the voice of kings, and the nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts commanded a warring nation to come from a far country, from the end of heaven, the Lord and his weapons, to destroy all the inhabited world. Wail, for the day of the Lord is at hand, and destruction will come from God. Therefore every hand will grow weary, and every man's soul will be fearful. The elders will be troubled. Pangs will take hold of them, like a woman in childbirth. And they will wail at one another and be amazed, and their countenance shall change like a flame. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, a day that cannot be averted, a day of anger and wrath, to make all the inhabited world a desert, and to destroy the sinners from it. For the stars of heaven and Orion and all the ornament of heaven will not give their light. It will be dark when the sun goes forth, and the moon will not give its light. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Amos. And it will come to pass in that day, says the Lord God, the sun will set at noon, and the light of day will grow dark over the land. And I shall turn your feast into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. I shall place sackcloth on every waist and make every head bald. They shall be as one mourning a beloved one, and those with them as a day of grief. Behold, the days will come, says the Lord, that I shall send a famine across the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but a famine to hear the words of the Lord. The waters will be unsettled as far as the sea, and from the north to the east men will scurry about seeking to find the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. And glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
The Pauline Epistle to the Galatians. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From now on let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
A Psalm of David. They have rejected me, the Beloved One, as an abominable dead carcass. They have pierced my body with nails. Do not forsake me, O Lord, O my God. They pierced my hands and my feet. I numbered all my bones. They divided my garments among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots. He hoped in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him save him, since he delights in him. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. Now as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then they crucified him, and divided his garments, casting lots. Sitting down, they kept watch over him there, and they put up over his head the accusation written against him, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark. And the inscription of his accusation was written above, The King of the Jews. With him they also crucified two robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. So the scripture was fulfilled, which says, And he was numbered with the transgressors, and those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, Aha! You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself, and come down from the cross. Likewise the chief priests also, mocking among themselves with the scribes, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. Even those who were crucified with him reviled him. Now when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
From the Gospel according to St. Luke. Now as they led him away, they laid hold of a certain man, Simon a Cyrenian, who was coming from the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And a great multitude of the people followed him, and women who also mourned and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For indeed the days are coming in which they will say, Blessed are the barren, wombs that never bore, and breasts which never nursed. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things in the green wood, what will be done in the dry? There were also two others, criminals, led with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. And the people stood looking on, but even the rulers with them sneered, saying, He saved others, let him save himself if he is the Christ, the chosen of God. the soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." And an inscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, "This is the king of the Jews." Then one of the criminals who were hanging blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
From the Gospel according to St. John. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus out and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the preparation day of the Passover in about the sixth hour. And he said to the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he delivered him to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went out to a place called the Place of a Skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Then many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Therefore the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven from the top in one piece. They said therefore among themselves, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, 'They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.' Therefore the soldiers did these things." Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her to his own home. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the ninth hour. From the book of Jeremiah. O Lord, teach me, and I will know. Then I saw their purpose, for I did not know I was like an innocent lamb led to be sacrificed. They plotted an evil device against me, saying, "Come, let us put wood in his bread, and destroy him root and branch from the land of the living, so his name might not be remembered any longer." But O Lord, you who judge righteously, who tests minds and hearts, let me see your vengeance on them, for I have revealed my righteous plea to you. Therefore, thus says the Lord against the men of Anathoth, against those who seek my life, and who say, "Do not prophesy in the name of the Lord, lest you die by our hands." Behold, I will visit them. The young men shall die by the sword, and their sons and daughters shall die by famine. There shall be no remnant of them, for I will bring calamities on the inhabitants of Anathoth in the year of their visitation. O Lord, you are righteous, that I may plead my case with you, to speak to you concerning judgments. Why does the way of the ungodly prosper, and all who deal treacherously flourish? You planted them, and they took root. They bear children and are fruitful. You are near in their mouth, but far from their mind. But you, O Lord, know me. You have proven my heart before you, set them apart for the day of slaughter. How long will the land mourn and the grass of the field wither, because of the vices of those who dwell in it? The cattle and the birds are destroyed, because they said, "God will not see our ways." Your feet run and grow weary. How then will you prepare yourself to run with horses? You are confident when the land is peaceful, But what will you do when the Jordan floods the land? But even your brothers and the house of your father dealt treacherously with you. They cried out and gathered together in pursuit of you. Do not trust them, because they will speak fair words to you. I forsook my house and left my inheritance. I gave my beloved inheritance into the hands of its enemies. For my inheritance became to me like a lion in the forest. It raised its voice against me, therefore I hated it. Is not my inheritance the cave of a hyena to me, or a cave it walks around? Gather together all the wild beasts of the field, and let them come to devour her. Many shepherds destroyed my vineyard and defiled my portion. They turned my pleasant portion into an impassable desert. It was made a complete ruin. The whole land was utterly destroyed for my sake, because there was no man who took it to heart. The tormentors came to every passage in the desert, because the sword of the Lord will devour from one end of the land to the other. No flesh has any peace. Sow fires and reap thorns, their portions will not profit them. Be ashamed of your boasting because of your disgrace before the Lord. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Zechariah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with him. And it shall come to pass in that day that there shall be no light, and there shall be for one day cold and frost. And that day shall be known to the Lord, and it shall not be day nor night, but towards evening it shall be light. And in that day living water shall come forth out of Jerusalem, half of it toward the former sea, and half of it toward the latter sea. And so shall it be in summer and spring, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord, and his name one, compassing all the earth, and the wilderness from Geba unto Rimmon, south of Jerusalem. And Ramah shall remain in its place, from the gate of Benjamin to the place of the first gate, to the gate of the corners, and to the tower of Hananel, as far as the king's wine presses. They shall dwell in the city, and there shall be no more curse, and Jerusalem shall dwell securely. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
Reading from the book of Joel. The Lord God, the Almighty, said, "Let all the inhabitants of the land be confounded, for the day of the Lord is near. For a day of darkness and gloominess is near, a day of cloud and mist. A numerous and strong people shall be spread upon the mountains as the morning. There has not been from the beginning one like it, and after it there shall not be again, even to the years of many generations. Before them is a consuming fire, and behind them is a flame kindled. Before them the earth shall be confounded, and the sky shall be shaken. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their light. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for the execution of his words is mighty, for the day of the Lord is great, very glorious, and who shall be able to resist it?" Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
The Pauline Epistle to the Philippians. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
A Psalm of David. Save me, O God, for the waters flood my soul. I am struck in the mire of the sea, and there is no place to stand. They gave me gall for my food, and they gave me vinegar for my drink. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood there when they heard that said, "This man is calling for Elijah." Immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink. The rest said, "Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The Gospel according to St. Mark. At the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood by, when they heard that, said, "Look, he is calling for Elijah." Then someone ran and filled a sponge full of sour wine, put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink, saying, "Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
From the Gospel according to St. Luke. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
From the Gospel according to St. John. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the 11th hour. From the book of Exodus. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the family households, a lamb for each home. If there be too few in a household, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of souls. He will make his count in lambs according to the needs of each one. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it from the sheep or the kids. Then you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat. They shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire. With unleavened bread and bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning, nor shall you break a bone of it, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. Thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Pascha. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute vengeance. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A reading from the book of Leviticus. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, between the evening times, is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to the Lord. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread, and the first day shall be a holy convocation to you. You shall do no customary work, and you shall offer whole burnt offerings to the Lord 7 days. And the 7th day shall be a holy convocation to you. You shall do no customary work. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and you shall say to them, when you shall enter into the land which I give you, and reap the harvest of it, then shall you bring a sheaf, the first fruits of your harvest, to the priest, and he shall lift up the sheaf before the Lord, to be accepted for you. On the morning of the first day, the priest shall lift it up, and you shall offer on the day on which you bring the sheaf, a lamb without blemish, of a year old, for a whole burnt offering to the Lord. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A homily of our Father, Abba Athanasius the Apostolic. It is so written in the Scriptures, if our souls are following the law of God, the powers of darkness will not overpower us, but if we drift away from God, they will prevail on us. You, man, who want to be salvaged, teach yourself to float in the depth of God's richness and wisdom. Spread your arms in the likeness of the cross, to cross the great sea which is this life and reach to God. The hindering doubts are for those who live away from the commands of the Catholic Church. I mean disbelief, adultery, evil report, and love of money that is the root of all evils. But the sign of the cross is spread over all the creation. If the sun does not emit its rays, it cannot glow. Neither the moon would light too. The birds in the sky, if they do not spread their wings, they cannot fly. Neither the ships can leave port if they do not spread their sails. Behold, Moses the arch-prophet spread his arms and defeated Amalek. Daniel was saved from the lion's den, Jonah from the fish's belly, and Tekla, when they threw her to the lions, she was saved by the likeness of the cross. Also Susanna from the hands of the two old men, Judith from Holofernes, and the three young men from the burning fiery furnace. All those were saved by the likeness of the cross. It was also said, let your port be in one place, the church, to be nourished by the words of the books, by the heavenly bread and blood of Christ. We conclude the homily of our Father, Abba Athanasius the Apostolic.
The Pauline Epistle to the Galatians. O you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you, this only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
A Psalm of David. I spread out my hands to you, my soul thirsts for you like a waterless land. Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faints within me. Turn not your face from me, lest I become like those who go down into the pit. Into your hands I shall entrust my spirit. You redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly this was the Son of God." And many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, were there looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark. Then the veil of the temple was torn in two, from top to bottom. So when the centurion who stood opposite him saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." There were also women looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James the Less and of Joseph, and Salome, who also followed him and ministered to him when he was in Galilee, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
From the Gospel according to St. Luke. So when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly this was a righteous man." And the whole crowd who came together to that sight, seeing what had been done, beat their breasts and returned. But all his acquaintances and the women who followed him from Galilee stood at a distance watching these things. and glory be to God forever. Amen.
From the Gospel according to St. John. Therefore, because it was the preparation day that the body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, not one of his bones shall be broken. And again another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the 12th hour. From the Lamentations of Jeremiah. I am the man who sees poverty by the rod of his anger upon me. He took me and led me away into darkness and not into light. Surely he has turned his hand against me throughout the day. He has aged my flesh and my skin and has broken my bones. He has besieged me and surrounded my head. He has worn me down with hardships. He has set me in dark places as those long dead. He hedged me in, and I cannot come forth. He made my brazen chain heavy. Though I will call and cry out, he shuts out my prayer. He has blocked my ways and obstructed my paths. He has troubled me. He is a bear lying in wait for me, like a lion in a hidden place. After I departed, he eagerly pursued and caught me. He has utterly ruined me. He bent his bow and set me up as a target for the arrow. He caused the arrows of his quiver to pierce my loins. I became a laughingstock to all my people and their song all the day. He has filled me with bitterness and drenched me with gall. He also broke my teeth with gravel and fed me with ashes. He took away peace from my soul, and I have forgotten the good things. Therefore I said, my victory and my hope have perished from the Lord. I remembered by reason of my poverty, and because of my persecution, I remembered my bitterness and gall. My soul shall remember and meditate within me. I will fix this in my heart, therefore I will endure. It is through the mercies of the Lord that he has not failed me, because his compassions are not exhausted. Pity us, O Lord, early every month, for we are not brought to an end, because his compassions are not exhausted. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who will seek him, the good one. He will wait for and quietly expect the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man when he takes up a yoke in his youth. He will sit alone and be silent, because he bears it on himself. He will give his cheek to the one who strikes him, and he will be filled with insults. Yet the Lord shall not reject him forever, for he who humbles will have compassion according to the abundance of his mercy. For he does not afflict willingly, though he humbles the children of men. To humble all the prisoners of the earth under his feet, to turn aside the judgment of a man before the face of the Most High, and to condemn a man before he is judged, the Lord does not command. Who thus speaks, and it comes to pass? The Lord has not commanded it, for evil and good shall not proceed from the mouth of the Most High. Why should a living man complain, a man concerning his sin? Our way has been searched out and examined, therefore we shall turn to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and our hands to the Most High in heaven. We have sinned and acted in an ungodly way, thus you have not shown us mercy. But you visited us in anger and drove us away. You have put us to death and not spared us. You have veiled yourself with a cloud because of our prayer, to close my eyes and to reject me. You have placed us in the midst of the people. All our enemies have opened their mouth against us. Fear and anger have come upon us. Yes, devastation and destruction. My eyes will shed tears for forgiveness because of the destruction of the daughter of my people. My eyes are drawn with tears, and I will not keep silent. so there shall be no rest until the Lord bends down and sees from heaven. My eyes will bring suffering in my soul because of all the daughters of the city. My enemies hunted me down without cause like a sparrow. They put my life to death in the pit and threw a stone at me. Water flowed over my head. I said, I am rejected. I called on your name, O Lord, from the lowest pit. You heard my voice. Do not hide your ears from my supplication. You drew near at my call on the day I called upon you. You said to me, do not fear. O Lord, you pleaded the case for my soul. You redeemed my life. O Lord, you saw my troubles. You judged my cause. You saw all their vengeance and all their reasoning against me. You heard their taunts and all their plots against me, and the lips of those who rose up against me, and their meditations against me all the day. Look at their eyes as they sit down and rise up. You shall render a recompense to them, O Lord, according to the works of their hands. You shall repay them as a covering, your hardship for them. You shall pursue them in your wrath, and utterly destroy them from under heaven, O Lord. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A reading from the book of Jonah. Then the men feared exceedingly, and said to him, What is this you have done? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the face of the Lord, because he had told them. And they said to him, What shall we do to you, that the sea may be calm to us? For the sea rose and lifted its waves exceedingly. And Jonah said to them, Take me up, and cast me into the sea, and the sea shall be calm to you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. And the men tried hard to return to the land, and were not able. For the sea rose and grew more and more tempestuous against them. And they cried to the Lord and said, Forbid it, Lord, let us not perish for the sake of this man's life, and bring not righteous blood upon us, for you, Lord, have done as you willed. So they took Jonah and cast him out into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. And the men feared the Lord very greatly, and offered a sacrifice to the Lord, and vowed vows. Now the Lord had commanded a great whale to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights. And Jonah prayed to the Lord his God out of the belly of the whale, and said, I cried in my affliction to the Lord my God, and he hearkened to me, even to my cry out of the belly of hell. You heard my voice, for you have cast me into the depths of the heart of the sea, and the floods come past me. All your billows and your waves have passed upon me. And I said, I am cast out of your presence. Shall I indeed look again toward your holy temple? Water was poured around me to the soul, and the lowest deep compassed me. My head went out to the clefts of the mountains. I went down into the earth, whose bars are the everlasting barriers. Yet, O Lord my God, let my ruined life be restored. When my soul was failing me, I remembered the Lord, and may my prayer come to you into your holy temple. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. They laid me in the lowest pit, in dark places and in the shadow of death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. Your royal scepter is a scepter of uprightness. Myrrh and stocked and cassia pour forth from your garments. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea, named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary, sitting opposite the tomb. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
From the Gospel according to St. Mark. Now when evening had come, because it was the preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent council member who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God coming and taking courage, went in to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate marveled that he was already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him if he had been dead for some time. So when he found out from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph. Then he bought fine linen, took him down, and wrapped him in the linen. And he laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out of the rock, and rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph observed where he was laid. Now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices, that they might come and anoint him. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
From the Gospel according to St. Luke. Now behold, there was a man named Joseph, a council member and a good and just man. He had not consented to their decision and deed. He was from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who himself was also waiting for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen, and laid it in a tomb that was hewn out of the rock, where no one had ever lain before. That day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew near. And the women who had come with him from Galilee followed after, and they observed the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and fragrant oils, and they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
From the Gospel according to St. John. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took the body of Jesus. And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So there they laid Jesus because of the Jews' preparation day, for the tomb was nearby. Glory be to God forever. Amen.